With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Pro-Iranian hackers targeting sites in the United States. Hackers supporting Iran have already claimed responsibility for a significant cyber attack against one U.S. medical device company. American ports, wastewater treatment plants, and power stations among the most likely targets. A man armed with a rifle ramming a vehicle into a synagogue in a Detroit suburb and was fatally shot by security. FBI says it was a targeted act of violence against the Jewish community. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard.
No kids or no staff was injured whatsoever. Okay? So we have no victims other than one of the lead security people was hit by the car and was taken to the hospital for treatment. That individual should be okay.
The FBI says ROTC students subdued and then killed a gunman after he opened fire Thursday at Old Dominion University in a classroom, killing one person, wounding two. FBI says the gunman was identified as Muhammad Jalal, who had pled guilty in 2016 to attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State. Oil prices continue to climb.
Analyst Jessica Caldwell says the rise in oil prices is not uncommon in these situations.
We saw the same thing in 2012 when Russia invaded Ukraine.
Iran's attacks came as American and Israeli strikes pounded Iran with no sign of an end to the war in sight. I'm Karen Shamas.
U.S. officials say the search continues at this hour for the crew members of an American KC-135. The massive refueling plane has crashed in western Iraq while on a fueling mission. This is SRN News. Idaho lawmakers want gay marriage repealed.
The State House of Representatives has passed a resolution calling on the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn its 2015 decision legalizing same-sex unions in all 50 states. The resolution says that the gay marriage decision, quote, is at odds with the Constitution and the principles upon which the United States is established. It also points out that marriage had always been considered the province of state law. The Idaho Senate will take up the resolution next. Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern says there's a war against the Holy Bible all around the globe. Simply owning a copy of the scripture can result in capital punishment in North Korea, Afghanistan, and other countries. In Somalia, Holy Bibles cannot be printed, translated, sold, or imported. Iranian authorities have forbidden the translation of the scriptures into Farsi. This is SRN News. President Trump says he doesn't think it would be appropriate for the Iranian soccer team to attend this year's World Cup. Here's Bob Agnew.
The president on Thursday cited the life and safety of Iranian athletes as reasons why the team's members should not attend. The U.S. will be hosting the World Cup alongside Mexico and Canada. Earlier this week, the president had reassured the FIFA president, Gianni Infantino, that Iranian players and coaches would be welcome despite the war. Iranian leaders say it is not possible for their country to take part in the World Cup. Bob Agnew reporting.
WNBA and the Players Union meeting for a third consecutive day, hoping to come to an agreement on a new collective bargaining deal. The sides had two marathon bargaining sessions over the last 2 days that ended late at night. The main sticking point, still, revenue sharing. More details, SRNNews.com.